Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Wednesday afternoon. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fine guest with us this half hour. Her name's Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's an OBGYN, ran for Congress in the 8th CD. She's going to win it next time if she decides to do it again. I am certain of that. Have you ever heard of the word pronatalism? I hadn't, but now I know what it is. Courtesy of Donald Trump today, seemingly endorsing a proposal to pay women $5,000 for having a baby. That's a little weird, right? Little strange. Dr. Lierley, your reaction to this.
Pick me. Take that $5,000 per woman and actually invest it in programs like insurance and support to make sure that people can get health care. Because everybody doesn't need $5,000, but everybody needs health care. Everybody needs child care. You know, I was just discharging a patient this morning and we got into a conversation about politics, as often happens in my practice. And she hasn't voted in over a decade. And as she was holding her baby, and her mom was there, her mom was a Trump voter. And as she was holding her baby, we were talking about the SAVE Act, and we were talking about Medicaid, which she depends on, and some of the things that she just hadn't connected the dots. And at the end of the conversation, she said to me, "You know what? Now I have a reason to vote, and it's him." Mm. And I thought, yes, this is one of those little victories that if we are having conversations with people in the places where we typically don't, getting out of our rabbit hole like we were just talking about,
yes,
we can actually, every one of those conversations can make a difference, but we have to do it respectfully and with real information, not like Charles was saying earlier, not the hypocrisy, right, not the junk messages that were being sold, but real information and caring about each other, because that's how we build community around here, not by lying to each other and taking as much stuff as we can and going home.
Yeah. One of the ways that I've been trying to reconceptualize this, Kristen, is to think of this for some folks in terms of self-advocacy. You are your own best advocate, no matter what place you may find yourself, but you can only advocate successfully for yourself when you're armed with good information. So if you haven't researched or tried to experience and expose yourself to differing points of view and taken the time to investigate that a little bit, you may be unwittingly advocating or voting, right, for things that are actually contrary to your best interest, contrary to your family's pocketbook, your family's overall health and wellness. So if you believe, like, hey, I'm a rugged individualist, or that's the thing about Americanism that resonates with you. Well, to be that best vigorous self-advocate, you have to go search out information that may be upsetting to you. You have to be open to that, because you do not want to be a stool. You don't want to be the mark in one of the world's longest cons. And that requires, again, all of us to have these kinds of discussions, even when it takes us out of our comfort zones. Speaking of discussions, we got a couple of callers. Chris from Rice Lake, say hello to Dr. Lierley. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Good afternoon to both of you guys, actually. I firmly believe that Congress is not going to cut Medicare or Medicaid. They're going to call it wage fraud and abuse. And they'll kick a bunch of people off and say, well, they were fraudsters anyway. So that's where they're going to save their money. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. They've done it with all these other departments. It's going to continue. The grand lie is just going to continue. And my question to you guys is, if there's so much fraud in the federal government, where's all the prosecutions? Why aren't these people being arrested? You know?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I forget what reporter actually asked Caroline Leavitt that question in a gaggle. He said, oh, this is great. You found all this fraud. When is Pam Bondi announcing all of the fraud prosecutions? Because all of that would be very much against the federal system of laws and carries very significant penalties. She looked at him like a deer caught in headlights and said, that's a gotcha question, except it's not. Dr. Lyerly, your reaction to comments from Chris. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, I have actually heard that as well. And I think we all would like to see waste, fraud, and abuse cut from the system, but not when we need help. And, you know, to go back to the pronatalism, what they're cutting is, like, in the CDC, there's a division of reproductive health. They've cut it by 2/3. And that means that they've cut the newborn screening program. So right. For new babies that are born, where you get that heel stick and you send the blood in to test for all of these diseases that are treatable, but all of that research is gone now. You talked about the lead pipes.
Yes.
There are so many. The contraception information is gone. Studying, investigating maternal deaths is gone. So if you really are invested in people having more babies, create the infrastructure to make it safer. We've got the worst maternal mortality rate in the developed world by far. Getting worse. It's getting worse. More women die as a result of their pregnancy in this country than any other developed country. We can do better, and they owe it to us. If Donald Trump is going to be the fertilization president, as he says, he needs to follow through afterwards.
Yeah, it's one thing to be, quote, the self-proclaimed king of IVF. It's one thing to endorse $5,000 for every woman that has a baby. It's another thing to make an actual commitment to the health, safety, and welfare of every single one of those babies and mothers that you just handed checks to. The most persuasive argument that I've ever heard and seen move a pro-lifer is that's great when you care about babies, air quotes around that, when they're in utero. How about you keep caring about them after they're born throughout the entirety of their life? You know, free lunches, universal health care for all children. Let's do these things. We can do them. We should do them. We will do them together. My thanks for being with me together here today to Dr. Kristen Lyerly and each and every one of you. When we come back, boy, do I have a treat for you. Head of baseball operations, the effective CEO of the Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger, is joining me. We're going to talk a little baseball and burgers coming up next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show.